tenors. How are you? I'm making the recording for you, not Justin, this year. I am going to sing in my octave, which means you just need to sing an octave down. You just need to sing in your regular voice. Okay, I'm going to sing in a regular female soprano voice. I'm not going to sing in your range in my chest voice. Okay, just to make that clear. On page 9, when the tenor part divides, I will go over both of those parts. Obviously, tenor 1 and tenor 2. And then on page 13 at the end, same thing, I will go over both of those parts. Okay? From the top, remember it starts in unison with the sopranos, altos, and basses, and then you move into harmony on page 2 at the top, last measure. Here's your first note, and again, I'm going to be singing it an octave higher. Playing it in your octave, singing it in mine. 1, 2, 3, 4. If you can walk, you can dance. If you can talk, you can sing. If you can walk, you can dance. If you can talk, you can sing. Harmony. If you can walk, you can dance. If you can talk, you can sing. If you can walk, you can dance. If you can talk, you can sing. Interlude, basses. Yes, you can dance. If you can walk, then you can dance. Interlude and sopranos and altos come in here. Here's the soprano part. If you can walk, you can dance. If you can talk, you can sing. Basses. If you, now you. You can dance. You can sing. Okay, let me just do that page again, okay? Page 4, at the top, last measure, sopranos and altos come in, okay? The basses come in now for one measure. Now you. You can dance. You can sing. Going on. If you can walk, you can dance. Yes, you can sing. Oh, you can sing. Oh, you can sing. Oh, you can sing. Oh, you can sing. And then the basses come in on page 6. If you walk, snap, snap. If you walk, then you can dance, you can dance. They do that, right? And then you come in on measure 53. So I'm going to start again on the top of 6 with the basses, and then I'm going to sing your part at measure 53. Here's the basses. 2, 3, 4. If you walk, snap, snap. If you walk, then you can dance, you can dance. If you walk, snap, snap. If you walk, then you can dance. You can dance. If you walk. If you walk, then you can dance. You can dance. If you walk. If you walk, then you can dance. You can dance. Yes, you can dance. If you can walk, then you can dance. 2, 3, 4. Talk, then you can sing. 2, 3, 4. Walk, then you can dance. 2, 3, 4. Talk, then you can sing. If you can walk, then you can dance. That was the first tenor part on page 9. Okay. Again, I'm going to do that again. First tenor, page 9. 1, 2, 3, 4. If you can walk, then you can dance. Here's the second tenor part on page 9. 1, 2, 3, 4. If you can walk, then you can dance. Again, second tenor. 1, 2, 3, 4. If you can walk, then you can dance. Okay. Bottom of 9, there's a piano interlude that is almost, it's just like the intro. Okay. Flip to 10, page 10. On page 10, your part is just exactly like it is at the beginning. Okay. We start out in unison and then we go into harmony at the bottom of 10. Okay. Now what happens is at the bottom of 10, when we go into 11, that is a repeat section. We're going to repeat that 2.5 times. Okay. That takes us to the bottom of 12. Okay. Where you'll end on the word talk. Okay. Okay. It's an abrupt ending. We're going to do it 2.5 times. Okay. And then there's like ad lib, ad lib, ad lib, ad lib. And then it goes to the ending. So here's page 10. 10 to page 12. Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. If you can walk. if you can talk. Ad-lib, we all talk, and there's commotion, there's chaos, and then we hear this little ding, and I'm going to do the first tenor part first. If you can talk, you can sing. I'm going to do that again. Here's the ding. If you can talk, you can sing. Okay. And then here is the second tenor. Ding. If you can talk, you can sing. Again, here's the ding. Sorry, I'll do that again. If you can talk, you can sing. Happy singing. See you in a few weeks.